You still weren't talking to me when you came into the bathroom to brush your teeth. It had been 2 days since our fight and 2 days since you touched me. I watched you in the mirror as I brushed my hair. You avoided my gaze at first, just staring at yourself while you went through the motions. Then you looked over at me. It was sudden, and like every time you fix your gaze on me, it was intense. My breathing picked up. I swallowed as you moved over to me, never breaking eye contact in the mirror. With your right hand, you reached into my tank top and exposed my breast. You stroked my nipple a few times, and then you squeezed it. Your hand felt so good on my nipple, and I could feel your erection growing behind me. I put the brush down as I closed my eyes and tipped my head up. I miss this so much. Your hard body against mine, so close. You growled out a warning as your left hand tipped my head back down. I met your eyes in the mirror again. They said, don't look away from you. Don't ever look away from you. My breathing picked up even more. You started pushing down my sweatpants, and I tried to help you, but you tipped your head to the side ever so slightly. You wanted me to remain perfectly still, so I placed my hands on the counter, and I remained still. When my sweatpants were at my knees, you moved your foot to push them all the way down to the ground, and then you pulled me a bit, and I stepped out of my sweatpants, and you moved me a little bit away from the counter, and I felt your hand as you opened my legs a bit, and you positioned your cock in the opening. I wondered why you moved me back, but then you showed me as you began to pump your cock back and forth. All while your hands pinched and squeezed my nipples and your eyes never left mine. Eventually I was so wet that you can hear how much I wanted you. And that's when I heard you growl again. And then you pulled back. And as I looked in your eyes, I knew that the next stroke forward would have you inside me. And I was panting at this point. It felt like forever before you moved, and then you were inside me, and it was almost too much. We moved up, so I was a little closer to the counter, and you pumped in and out of me slowly. Your hands were on my hips, and you looked like you were trying to maintain your control. Then your hips started pumping faster, and your hands returned to my breasts, torturing my nipples as you bottomed out. It was too much. I started to make noise. As I got closer and closer to my orgasm, I got louder and louder. And I can tell it was too much for you too when you grabbed my hips and started slamming into me. You started grunting as your left hand grabbed my chin. Yes, your right hand remained on my hip. We were both so close to coming, and you wanted to maintain eye contact as we went over the edge. I leaned into you as you slammed into me, and both of us were calling out. And I came first, clamping down on you, while I felt like I was lost in your eyes. And I saw when you lost it, I could see how my orgasm, my body clamping down on yours, trying to get every drop of your cum, was what made you go over the edge. You released my chin, but you continued to hold me, and you continued to hold my gaze as we both caught our breath.